Chapter 8 DeMarco was at Clyde's in Georgetown at the bar, having a vodka martini, admiring the legs of a tall blonde barmaid. He figured he deserved it, both the view and the drink, for toiling diligently on Molly Mahoney's behalf. After he saw Molly, he had called her lawyer and told him what he'd learned from Randy Sawyer about the previous insider cases involving Reston Technologies. The lawyer was appropriately grateful. When he asked for DeMarco's source, DeMarco refused to tell him. He then gave the lawyer the names of the other engineers who had worked with Molly on the submarine battery project. The lawyer, now sounding a bit snarky, informed DeMarco that he already had the names and was already doing background checks on those people. DeMarco then wasted the rest of the afternoon at the GU Law Library. He couldn't remember anything he'd been taught about insider trading in school and thought it might be good to get reacquainted with the subject. After 2 hours, he hadn't learned anything that would help Molly, and his head ached from trying to understand all the convoluted legal bullshit that seemed to be written in some language other than English. So when he'd looked at his watch and saw it was 4:30, meaning the cocktail hour, or close enough to it, he'd left the library and ambled over to Clyde's to reward himself with a martini. He was just taking the first sip of his drink when his cell phone rang. The phone call distracted him, and he inadvertently allowed ice-cold vodka to stream right over his tooth, the one he'd gone to see the dentist about. The tooth was cracked, and every time it was exposed to something cold, the top of his head almost came off. Until he could get back to the dentist, he had to tilt his head to the right whenever he drank, which looked pretty stupid when drinking a martini. "Shit!" he yelled, reacting to the pain and forgetting he was speaking into the phone. "Joe? It's Molly."